Independent MP for the Tasmanian seat of Denison, Andrew Wilkie, is accusing the poker machine and hotel arm of Woolworths, it's called the Australian Leisure and Hospitality Group, of spying on gamblers in a bid to boost profits. Citing whistleblowers who work in these poker machine venues, Andrew Wilkie says the pubs keep a database of customers that detail their gambling and drinking habits. That information is then shared throughout the pub's network. Andrew Wilkie has long been an outspoken critic of Australia's gambling industry. He joins us in our Parliament House studios. Andrew Wilkie, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
So according to you, Woolworths pubs are spying on pokey players. Spying? It's a pretty strong charge. What evidence do you have to back that?
Well, Fran, I've now been approached by two very credible whistleblowers. Both of them have worked in ALH, or effectively Woolworths, and they have felt the need to speak out because they say they speak for many of their former colleagues. Staff are very worried about this practice. I mean, it's one thing to run a business and try and maximise your profits, but it's another thing to keep a secret database of as much sensitive personal information as you can harvest, and to do it without the knowledge and certainly without the approval of patrons. I mean,
so what are we talking about? Because we know data these days, it's the holy grail, isn't it, of a business. It's worth its weight in gold. So businesses are all doing it. You know, lots of businesses have loyalty cards. They're building up all sorts of personalised pictures of who we are and what we spend and what we prefer. What's different?
Well, that's right, Fran, but and in fact, there's over 1 million Australians carry a poker machine loyalty card. The difference is that when you have a loyalty card, that's opt-in. There are terms and conditions. You make an informed decision about whether or not to have one of these loyalty cards. And you'll have some sense of what sort of information is being collected. For example, at some venues with a loyalty card, every time you buy a drink, every time you play on the machines, that sort of information is collected. Mm. That is fundamentally different to what Woolworths is getting up to here.
So what are they getting up to?
Well, they are directing staff to appear to befriend patrons, particularly the big spenders, and to find out as much sensitive personal information as they can. For example, what their job is, what their partner's name is, what their favourite footy team is, what their favourite drinks are, as well as the other information like their gambling habits. Now, that information is used to populate a shared database, and it's shared throughout Woolworths' 400 poker machine venues in the country. Let's not forget that Woolworths is Australia's biggest poker machine operator. They've got about 400 poker machine venues. They've got about 12,000 poker machines. That's about 6% of all the poker machines in the country. So this sort of misconduct, and it is misconduct, because effectively it's preying on vulnerable people.
I agree. It feels insidious. It seems like it's preying, but is it misconduct if you've got your staff out there picking up tips so they can have conversations with people and make people feel at home? Sure, so they stay there longer using your product. Isn't this sales techniques?
Oh, I think it's different with the poker machine industry, Fran. I mean, these are inherently dangerous machines. They need to be only allowed with safeguards and with the most integrity as far as the staff goes and what goes on in these venues. And to have staff, you know, appearing to befriend people, to bond with them, you know, striking up nonsense conversations about their job or their favourite footy team. You know, when you're telling staff to do that and then to record all of that information, with the intent of maximising the amount of time people spend in the venue gambling and hence the amount of money they lose. Let's not forget that about 15% of people who play the poker machines weekly are gambling addicts. So what this is doing, it's increasing the amount of time and the regularity with which patrons will come to a particular Woolies pub. And with that will come, of course, an increased rate of gambling addiction.
Is part of the problem, from what I've read, the whistleblowers, the staff who you've spoken to who work in these venues, is part of the problem the intensity of the effort put into keeping there? That there seems to be pressure from the top, if you like, to meet targets, meet pokies' targets, and that's what all these techniques and tactics are about. The staff feeling under pressure to keep people there at the machines longer.
And Fran, that's one of the reasons these two whistleblowers have spoken out, because they speak for many of their ex-colleagues. The staff don't like this, and they do feel pressured, and they do know that if they don't follow the instructions, their job is at risk. I mean, this isn't just a couple of rogue staff or a couple of rogue venues. This is a systemic practice within Woolworths. Let's not forget, hospitality, in particular poker machines, is one of the best profit centres for Woolworths.
It's not just Woolworths. I mean, I've never been to Vegas, but I know if you do go to any of the casinos there, you get given free chips or free rolls of coins, and you get free drinks, all of that to keep you at the tables. That's what they do.
Fran, and all of that is wrong. Now, it may or may not be illegal in some jurisdictions, but in all jurisdictions, I think a reasonable person would say that is quite predatory and immoral behaviour for a gambling venue to do everything it can to. It's effectively deceiving people, it's lying to people, it's giving them free hospitality. They're not doing it because they're your friend. They're doing it because they want you to sit at that seat and gamble longer and to lose more and to maximise their profits.
Tell us about the sharing of the information across the 400 venues. What does that mean? That if someone goes into one pub in their local suburb and then they end up at another pokey venue five suburbs away, that's how's it going to trigger that they're recognised? Is that the point?
Well, it is a shared database, and I've now shared with the media a couple of redacted screenshots where people can see the sort of information, you know, the notes from staff about, you know, okay, that was going really well, so we brought out more drinks, more hospitalities, even listing their listing by name and recording in this database the names of their best gamblers. In other words, the names of people, many of whom will be gambling addicts. Now, that's a shared database which all venues can access. It is unclear to me how one venue would alert another venue. I mean, that really goes to system design. And this is the point at which we need Woolworths to fess up and tell us what they're doing and to tell us how they're going to change it.
Okay, we have tried to contact Woolworths this morning, but no response. From this conversation, from what you've learnt from your whistleblowers, again, it's not clear that Woolworths are breaking the law here. What action, or the Australian Leisure and Hospitality Group, rather, owned by Woolworths, what action do you want to see on this?
Well, in the first instance, I want to see Woolworths out in front of the media today and to respond in detail to what I've got to say or what I'm passing on from these two whistleblowers. You know, I don't do this sort of thing lightly, and I only do it when I am absolutely certain at the about the reliability of such people. And I am certain that these are reliable whistleblowers and what they say has merit. And Woolies needs to get out there and respond to it and get out there and tell us what they're going to do to fix it.
Okay.
And then there is a question for legislators about what exactly should this industry be allowed to do? What sort of information should they be allowed to harvest and what safeguards should be put on it?
It's 16 minutes to 9. Our guest is Independent MP Andrew Wilkie. Before I let you go, there's an election in your home state of Tasmania this weekend. According to the latest polls, the Liberal government well ahead. Do you think we will see the Will Hodgman government returned in its own right without having to rely on its support of the Greens or the Jackie Lambie network?
Well, the polling certainly points to a narrow Liberal Party win, perhaps by as little as one seat. Although, remember, with our Hare Clark electoral system, it's notoriously difficult to pick the outcome of an election when it's close. And crucially, my own seat of Denison, the state seat of Denison, has the same boundaries as my federal seat of Denison. The polling suggesting that that's a seat possibly on the issue of poker machine reform, that Labor has an outside chance of picking up an extra seat, and that would indeed cost Will Hodgman government.
Andrew Wilkie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran. Thank you
Andrew
very much.
Wilkie is the independent member for Denison, as he just reminded us, and we did contact Woolworths for response, but so far we haven't heard back.